Allah tells us of animal life. Please sit down. The Holy Quran tells us that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. In this verse, so many things have been told of the future of man and the scientific developments and his reach, that just this verse should be enough to convince the atheist that either you believe that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was himself a god, or you believe that there was another god telling him these things. Because it was entirely beyond the capacity of man to reach out to such heights of future knowledge as this single verse tells us. First of all, look at the concept of the universe during the time of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam and many, many dark centuries beyond, after his age. The concept was that the heavens are made of firmaments, and one after the other there are firmaments which are plastic, something made of some plastic nature, and in those firmaments the stars are studied, the sources of light. How they burn, they don't know, but they are sources of light which are studied in those firmaments. Like jewels are studied on a dress piece. So, this was the entire concept about the universe. No question of any life existing beyond this earth. So, first of all, the Holy Quran says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. That concept of firmament is totally wrong, because Allah has created life both here and in the heavens. And the word used for life is not a word applicable to angels or spiritual life of any sort. It is entirely limited and cannot be extended beyond this limited sense. It is limited to the animal life, as we call the biological life. Dabba is the word only used for biological life, a life which can move. And the entire animal life can be described by one single word, Dabba. And it is by no means applicable to angels or spiritual life. So that is an important fact which has to be stressed. So Allah says the firmaments are not like you think, because in such a case there could not be any life beyond this earth. But Allah tells you that there is life. Secondly, it tells, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ, that Allah is going to bring them together. Now this is something which man has not yet reached. Even the first part, now the second part was contained in the first part, that the heavens are not like this and the life is beyond. There are two points mentioned. So the people have so far reached, the man I should say, has so far reached the first stage alone. They know the nature of heavens. They know that it is possible in the heavens for life to exist elsewhere. But as yet they do not know if there is life. It's only a conjecture, a mathematical question. But the Holy Quran has solved both these questions. And secondly, if the scientists do discover ultimately that there is life beyond this earth, they are not at all sure if it is possible for the life of that planet and the life of this planet Earth to meet. Because even if that planet is one light year beyond us, it is impossible for that life to come to Earth, even if we live on for thousands of years. Because we can't travel on the shoulder of light, which travels at a speed of 186 miles plus per second. But there are planets millions of years apart, in light years terms. So the Holy Quran tells us that not only there is life, but it is possible for life beyond this earth to meet the life on this earth. And again it goes on saying that not only is it possible, but it is going to happen like that. Because the word used is not in, but iza. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ means that when Allah will decide the time has come, He would cause both types of lives to get together on one platform. It's not in, which means if Allah wants. It says Allah will want, of course there is no question. But when He will decide to do it, it is up to Him. So everything has been mentioned in this verse of a future which was impossible for man to conceive. But the nature of life, other than the fact that it would be animal life, we do not know. Maybe they are made of silicon. Who knows? Maybe of some ethereal things. But the important thing about life is that it will be organized, it will be conscious. The most fundamental point about life is consciousness. So if consciousness can be created in machines of silicon and it can they can reproduce, that is life. So that can also come under the heading of animal life. It will be moving, it will have all the qualities of animal life. So only that much I can say from the Holy Quran, but the exact nature of those people, what it would be, we don't know. But we know one thing again from this verse, that jama not only means physical togetherness, jama also means mental togetherness. And it may mean, So it is possible that Allah has prophesied that they will be able to converse with each other. They will have reached a stage of development that despite the fact that they won't know the language of each other, they would be able to convey the meanings and come into communion with each other.